Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I do like this story this morning about live music. Katie, did you end up getting your hands on Sublime tickets?
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't?
I'm so sad. Oh, yeah, the presale was at 10 yesterday, and I logged on, and I tried to get the two-day pass, and they were already sold out. And then I tried to get just singular tickets. So I'm like, well, I'm going to buy a pass to Friday and then Saturday. And those were also all sold out. The only thing that is available is the accessible seating, which I don't think I can get.
That's for the
wheelchair folks who need that seating. And
don't take those seats,
Katie. I can't. No,
I can push you down a flight of stairs.
Josh,
no.
Oh, my God.
That's the only seat available, though.
Hey, she needs angry to get text there. Messages to
I know,
Josh.
Angry
she needs to get there, you guys.
I do, but so that's the thing is that was the presale. I signed up for the text for it and everything, and I didn't get tickets. But Friday, the tickets go on sale again for
you
the regular on sale. I have to.
Well,
get
let's see
them.
If you agree with this story. It's coming out from Live Nation. They surveyed 40,000 people across 15 countries, and they revealed that live music has become the world's most preferred entertainment form. Nearly 4 in 10 people globally will choose live music over any other form of entertainment if limited to one option in life. So they're not going to the theater. They're not going to sporting events. They're choosing live music.
Yeah.
I think I would do that too. I think that's what I would pick. Now, this stat is funny. They say they threw it up against sexy time. Would you rather go to some sort of live music with your favorite band or get your freak on? 70% of people said, favorite band. I'm going to go see my band over getting freaky deaky.
I'd probably choose that too.
Yeah.
Because it's like a once a year thing or once in a lifetime thing, depending on who you want to see.
With freaky time, whenever. Katie, that's like maybe once every... What was it, 21 months or something?
It was 23 months.
Yeah, but when's the last time you saw Sublime?
Exactly!
Oh, yeah.
It's been years since I've seen Sublime. I mean, I haven't seen them with the new lead singer there with Jacob up front, so yeah.
85% of fans say music defines their identity. Oh. And believes it gives you most life fulfillment, enjoying your favorite music. So.
Well, not only that, but
I agree with some of that.
I liken the feeling of live music, especially. I'll never forget when we got to see Usher at Ball Arena. And I'm such a huge fan of him that when he was singing, especially everything from that Confessions album, like I could feel
it's a moment.
I could feel
spiritual.
His energy come into the suite, and then I gave him back that energy, and it was like a full circular moment of me giving energy to Usher and him giving it back to me.
I would
and
agree
it's
with
like,
that. What was the last concert I went to? I came back and I said it was like a spiritual experience with you guys. What was that? I don't remember, but I've been to a couple like that. Like Pearl Jam was like that. Chris Stapleton was like that.
Alicia Keys like blew me away
that
with the power of her singing.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Green Day was pretty awesome though.
Mariah's Christmas special. I don't know.
Oh
my god!
Either.
Deck the Halls. I was all the way decked. All the way decked.
All the halls. All of them.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra was pretty cool.
See, I was going to say I saw Hans Zimmer. That for me
Hans
was like unbelievable. Dude,
yeah,
you
that's
don't
a good
make
one
fun
too.
Of him.
Yeah. Oh, I know. You can't make fun of Hans Zimmer.
It was so
but
Stapleton,
it like
Green
that.
Day, yeah. Pearl Jam, Hans Zimmer.
Green Day was great.
I went to Hans Zimmer, and it was spectacular.
Stop it.
I tiptoed in and listened to Hans Zimmer play his violin.
I did.
It's like Pearl Jam. I put on my flannel shirt, relived the 90s grunge era, bro. Yeah. Oh, but have you seen Hans Zimmer?
Put on your button up.
Oh, Hans Zimmer. I put on a little bow tie. He played some music from the Indiana Jones.
That's John Williams.
Oh. Never mind. Wrong guy.
That's Batman, okay?
Okay. He played the Batman. The Dark Knight.
Sure.
Man, you're coming for Hans this morning.
He's like one of the most famous composers in the
world.
Great.
That's cute.
That's cute.
That's adorbs,
Hans.
Actually.
Hans Zimmer. I could have seen that concert twice. All right, let's dive into PMI this morning. A positive, a minus, and something interesting. Katie, you had the P.
I have the P.
Yeah, Josh,
Josh has the P.
You're just getting mentally destroyed.
Go. Go with
this
the
is,
P.
This is going to ease a lot of people's minds because a study coming out of Cornell University actually tracked that 85% of people's worries in this world never come to fruition. They never actually happen. So the things that take up your mind space, it's proactive versus passive worries, and it prevents a lot of people from doing things in life when really the proof is that it never actually happens.
Get out of your own head.
And I really like that because there's so many things that people worry about daily. Like, I have constant worries. I've dealt with anxiety in my life. And the fact that there's now scientific proof that almost 90% of the things that you even worry about every single day, it never even comes to fruition. And I really like that. And the fact that the 15% that does end up happening, of that 80% of people handle it better than they ever thought they would.
Yeah.
Like, that is so encouraging to me. You can go out into this world and not have to worry about the majority of things that enter your mind. And that makes me
easier said than done, though, right?
It is.
Well, because there's a lot of ways that the what ifs creep into our lives.
Totally.
I just saw this thing about how, like, when you hang on to clothes, when you're like, well, what if I need a pink bell bottom outfit for an, you know, a celebratory kind of costume party?
No, you
won't.
Get rid of it.
Exactly. Like, all of those
Let
things.
It go.
Why would you, like, hanging on to something for the what ifs of it? Like,
can
that
you talk
can
to my mother in law
you...
about that?
Yeah, but for real, like, that's something that they say can bring you anxiety that you're not even thinking of, like,
totally.
That it can just bring this anxiety into your life. And
the whole thing when you're in your head thinking that everybody out there is thinking about you and what
doing
and all that. Hey, newsflash, they're not thinking about you at all. So
they're
don't
doing
worry
the same
about
thing.
That. Nobody cares about you.
No. I will never forget that lesson from my mom where she was just like, do you really think people care about
cares.
And I know, and I was just like, well, maybe they do a little, mom.
Trust
like,
me, they're
know?
Not at home thinking about you.
They're not.
Which is good. Like, I know you can think like, oh, that's, you know, sad. I want them to think about it. No, it's
you
good
don't.
That they don't, because then they're not hyper focused.
When we leave the studio, I don't even think about
we
you
know,
guys.
Jeremy, we know.
Oh, that's not a secret.
No, I texted
so
you both yesterday, so shut the hell up.
I think about you guys a lot, actually, throughout my day.
I miss you every day. I want you to know.
What's the minus?
Okay. Well, we had this minus last week, I believe, when Rob Dyrdek came out and said that ridiculousness after 14 years, calling it quits. So that's definitely the minus. But now, a little positive to this story, because he's talked about why he's entering a new era, and he says don't feel bad for him. He was totally outgrowing that ball cap anyway. That's literally what he said. He was like, I am getting too old to walk out on that stage with that hat and try and act like I'm interested in all this stuff. He says that his next thing in life, he's going to really focus on a true calling, he calls it, where he's going to show people how to optimize their time. So he's kind of going into his next phase of things, which is a lot more grown up than ridiculousness and fantasy factor and all the things that
Katie,
he's
he made
known for.
$33 million a season
he
on
made
that.
A lot of money. Like, and it's funny. That was one of my favorite. Well, again, the minus is that they're canceling
the show.
Gotcha, okay.
Did you not hear that? Are you not listening?
Well,
In one ear, out the other.
Trying to make it a positive.
All I heard was he's doing better. He's moving on. He made
that
$33
was the positive
million
of it.
A year.
That was me trying to just throw
You're
a little positive
it. You're
your
spinning
way.
It.
Yeah,
I don't want to leave you with the minus. That's not me.
That's part of the M, though, with PMI.
Oh, I know.
It's got to be straight minus through the whole thing.
To be straight minus. That's not the rule.
He's making up the rules over here now.
I'm going to give him more positive.
So wait, so we can do positive but spin it into a minus?
Positive. Yeah, why not? I'd like to leave people
happy,
Jeremy.
That's not how this works, Katie.
I don't like to rain on your day. I like to make you a little happy.
We can't change the rules to PMI. We've been doing it a year.
This is a big deal. Like, we always have some kind of positive something. Like, I don't want to just bring
you down.
Yeah,
it goes in the P, right, Josh?
It does. You're right. And this is my grandpa who passed away, his wish. So I don't know if you should change
it. This came from Josh's grandpa. A positive, a minus, something interesting.
Right.
You threw it all off today.
Yeah.
I didn't, actually, but go ahead.
Now she's
getting mad.
Now this is the
minus.
Minus
is the
Katie's
situation
upset.
Right here is the minus.
And it's early in the show, Jared.
I know.
Fired up.
What are you doing?
She told me she had to take some Advil. Right?
Oh, no.
You're such a jerk. Again, another positive Stilo Brim.
All right. Well,
now
we'll continue on with PPI today. A positive, and something interesting. The interesting story this morning comes from BuzzFeed. There's an online list now regarding hobbies that seem to attract deeply pretentious people. And there's some relatable ones on here, I think. So when you think of the most pretentious person in your life, think about what the hobbies they participate in and see if they match up. Josh and I can probably think of one guy that's extremely pretentious. Cycling?
Yes.
Like Soul Cycle type stuff? Like the
like
actual
the people
spinning,
out
the spin
in their
class?
Spandex,
yeah.
Their
yeah.
Bright yellow shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm always cycling. They got this bike on the back of their Subaru all the time. Pickleball people? I don't think pickleball people are that pretentious, but it made the
Not
list.
Not yet, but it's a rich sport already.
But when you meet somebody, that's all they talk about if they do it.
I got pickleball today. Yeah. Oh, I just got done with pickleball. Oh, yeah. Pickleball this weekend.
You know what I really like? Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yeah.
Wine tasting. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm a wine expert. Look at me. I'm pretentious.
Josh, this might be you. Watch collecting.
That's you.
Josh,
that's you all day.
Watches.
I love watches.
I was just talking to Josh yesterday, though. Like, I'm in the market for a decent watch. So
it's nice if you can get.
I need one because
even if you get
Apple
like
one.
A $600 watch, like you just feel.
Let's not go crazy.
Good. Well, that's like
that's a cheap,
very
watch.
Cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Can I get that at Kohl's and score some Kohl's cash? Better yet, can I buy one with Kohl's cash? $600.
Yeah.
If you have $600 in
Kohl's cash, I'm trying to finish my basement. If I have, you never know. My Kohl's wallet is pretty stacked. It's stacked and racked, buddy.
It's thick. It's a thick wallet.
I come rolling in with that Kohl's cash.
Good for you.
Give me your finest fossil watch.
You might be able to buy a Kohl's with $600 Kohl's
cash.
All
right.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, I'll give you two more equestrians or people that have a horse.
Yes.
I have complained about horse people on the air for many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a horse. I had to buy a horse trailer. We got to go feed the horse this weekend. We have a horse. Okay. Good for you.
A horse is a horse.
And then the final one, the charcuterie board aficionados.
Oh,
people who
yeah.
love
yeah.
the charcuterie board. That's all they talk about.
No, I'll one step further. The people who have the charcuterie board businesses now. Like,
okay.
I will make your charcuterie board for $500.
Not going to knock that. Not going to knock that because I was at an event last month where at the house they had, it was like out in Highlands Ranch. There's a woman that does it out there.
Pretentious.
Yeah. She brought, very pretentious.
Very pretentious.
Yes, okay. But the boards that she brought were some of the best I've ever seen.
Well, you better.
It's an art.
You better bring that board if you're
she
charging
had a strong
$500.
Board game.
Like,
strong
That's
board.
Strong board.
I don't know how much she charged, but it was really good.
We could, any of us could throw food on a cutting board and call it a charcuterie. That's not really a talent. You know what I mean?
Well, you got to cut the radishes so they look like flowers. You got to fold the salami the right way.
Some of
way.
Them pair the charcuterie
yeah.
boards with wine,
Listen.
Though, too. And they actually pair it really well. So
yeah.
that's pretentious.
If you can
but
fold
that's...
the salami, then you know what you're doing.
Listen, that is a talent.
This woman,
I've
she knew how to
it.
Fold the salami.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this right now.
Meat squares.
All day long. Some of the best folded salami I've ever
when
seen.
When you can braid the salami, come
it
talk
was,
to me.
Your salami game was solid. Solid.
Stop saying salami.
Salami.
Especially like that.
I don't like it.
Don't braid
like
it.
If I had
oh
a charcuterie
gosh.
Business, I think I'd name it Folded Salami.
That's a gross word.
You can find me at foldedsalami.com.
Oh, ew. Ow.
Don't Google that.
No.
Do not Google that. You might get things you don't want to see.